On this episode of The Playbook, I have Arielle Vanderberg, comedian, actress, and host of CBS's Love Island. And we're going to talk about how you can become an overnight success. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have Arielle Vanderberg. She is a comedian. She is an unbelievable actress, host of course, CBS Love Island, and adorable, funny, smart. The one thing that frustrates me looking at your booking sheet, Arielle, besides them pronouncing your name wrong, it says that you were like an overnight success. And that bugs me because that takes away from how much hard work and how much you had to develop yourself. And I don't know where they got this tidbit on the internet, but do you feel like you're an overnight success?
Not for 2 seconds.
Thank goodness. Thank you.
I'm not even at my peak success level right now. Like, what? No, I have so much more to do. Are you kidding me?
You really had to build your talent. It's a disadvantage being as beautiful as you are. I remember Brad Pitt on Letterman, when Letterman insulted him and said, yeah, you know, it's no doubt you're such a great actor because you're so good looking. And he's like, do you know how many good looking people there are in the world? There's tons. I'm not one of them, but I've seen them. There's a lot of them.
Okay. Can I just say something? Oh, I mean, whoever said I'm an overnight success, they do not know me. I have literally been, I've been working towards where I am today, which I feel like I still have a long way to go to do exactly what I like feel like my goals are. I've been acting and modeling and all these things since I was like 13. And just about maybe 4 years ago was I going into audition rooms where I was like, oh, okay, I like this audition. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have done it all. And I feel like I'm 33. And so 13 to 33 is kind of 20
years. Yeah, right. 17 and a half years is the norm for an overnight success.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It is. And some people just start earlier than others. But to get to an overnight success, and I like to say that because of all the entrepreneurs out there, they're all under the anomaly situation. Like even in the sports world, which, you know, has been my focus for so many years, it frustrates me when they look at like Kobe and LeBron when they came out of high school and they're like, well, those guys are extraordinary in their quantum ability, but they also, since they were very, very young like you, have been masters of their craft, and it hasn't happened overnight. In fact, you know, when Kobe was lazy as a kid when he was in Italy, his dad would hand him the Rudy DVD. And I always thought it was funny that Kobe's favorite video was Rudy, because that's mine, but that is more applicable to my life than his. So it surprised me. And he's like, no, Dave, he goes, when I wasn't pushing myself, my dad would give me that and say, you've been blessed with more talent than Rudy, but you better work as hard and want it as bad as he does in order to be great. And that desire to must be what you can be is so indicative of your success, because the first thing out of your mouth besides being surprised was, wait, I got a lot more to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your potential.
Like right now, I feel like I'm in the beginning stages of my goals for sure.
What do you have to work on right now? What are the things that you're focused in on improving, pursuing your potential with?
Right now, I feel like, so I do a lot of Instagram videos, and that's probably what most people would say my career is, and that's so not my career. I think that my main focus and passion would be acting and writing and creating my own series or movies, whatever that may be, but, you know, just creating content. So I guess in some ways, obviously, I'm creating content on my own channel, which is really important for me because I've learned so much through this process of like posting on Instagram and posting on Vine when Vine was an app, and all of these things that are so millennial driven. But I've gotten a lot of recognition from, you know, people that I look up to and people that come to me and say, oh my God, I love your Vines. I'm like, you're Judd Apatow. No, I'm kidding. But like, you know, people in like the big leagues are saying, how do you create vines? I'm like, well, it's 6 seconds. but I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, I bounce around a lot. But with what I want to do is I really want to, my ego gets bruised when I don't book people's movies, right? Because I'm creating my own stuff because my passion is acting in a TV series. So I'm like, I guess if I'm not booking other people's, I have to make my own. So I started making my own videos online and just, I started building this following, which was so amazing. But my ego is still there going, you still want to be an actor in Judd Apatow films. You still want to work with, you know, whoever it may be. And it's like, I still go out for auditions that people are like, aren't you getting offers by now? I'm like, do you know the world of acting? Like, it doesn't work like that.
There is a spectrum, right? And it's funny because I'm on the opposite side because I've been a traditional business person for so long, ran a notable sports agency, a phone business, all these things.
Oh my God.
Yet I'm almost insulted. I have three teenage girls, 21, 18, and 16. And 16-year-old, someone asks, you know, oh, your dad's like a huge influencer. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm an influencer. I'm not an influencer. Yeah. I'm a business person. Like,
yeah.
I want to change. I'm on a mission to empower a billion people to be happy through making money, helping people, and having fun. You know, I'm not dancing on TikTok. And then now TikTok like wants me to dance on there because they want Deepak Chopra and Gary Vee and Dave Meltzer on there inspiring people in 8 seconds. And I'm so confused by that.
You know, it's so crazy. I feel like ever since TikTok and all of these things have come out, everyone feels the need to like keep up with them. You know, Will Smith is like making TikToks. I'm like, you're Will Smith. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. But at the same time, I think it's like, it's just fun, right? Like I heard that TikTok gives people a good feeling when they leave the app. It gives them happiness. And I think that's so cool. It is a happy feeling. When you leave Instagram, you feel a little bit of like FOMO. You're like, oh, my friends are all hanging out without me. There's like that weird thing. And then there's Twitter and you leave and you're like, I hate my life. Twitter is so, so depressing to me. Instagram is FOMO. And then TikTok is pure happiness. So I feel like with TikTok, I'm like, if anyone wants to join TikTok, you should, because it just provides silly happiness for people. And I think that that's what we need to like all kind of embrace in our lives, is the silly happiness. I don't care if you're 10 years old or 70 years old, still be silly. Like, what is life without happiness? You know? So I think TikTok is awesome. So if you want to dance on TikTok, David, you freaking dance on TikTok.
I'm going to rap on there too. We'll see if anybody likes it. It's interesting because I told my wife, cause she like is addicted to it. And she said the same thing, Dave, you're all about empowering people to be happy. You got to figure this out. And so she has it on. I wake up really early. Usually I'll end up waking her. And she's, you know, that same song that goes over and over, like a Carol Baskin song or whatever. It's like video crack. Like TikTok is video crack. It really not only makes you happy, but I'm not even watching it. And I'm like forced to like wake up at 4:45 when I'm meditating, move over there and start looking at these videos of people continually doing them again and again. Right, we were doing it at the beginning, right?
I'm like, why am I watching this shit? I'm sorry, what?
It is the vacuum of time, but it is video crack. And to that essence though, I'm a frequency person and I love doing these new Zooms because I used to only, my ego made me do these in person. So I couldn't do as many. I traveled the whole world doing it. I got to meet really interesting people, but now I get to meet so many, but I still can feel the frequency. I love coming on for the first 2 minutes and I'm a vibration person, knowing your frequency, the TikTok crowd, right? You can feel someone's frequency. There's something weird about like, you know, this maybe overweight woman who looks like Dora. You know, I loved her frequency. I'm like, this woman's super cool. I want to meet her.
Lives.
Yeah. And to that end, a lot of acting, a lot of the successful part of your career will be determined upon three things of your frequency. How strong your signal is. Like how many people know of you, right? Mm-hmm. Like people that are surprised that you're not getting more offers is because they don't know that the strength of a signal of a Will Smith or a Rock or a Kevin Hart, there's a reason everybody wants them. It's taken a long time to create a strong signal. And then the spectrum of your signal, you're getting very clear on, all right, here's the people who love and adore me no matter what. You know, I call it the Magic Johnson. I did a keynote at Denny's for like 7,000 franchises, hour and a half. I'm giving the Dave Meltzer inspirational all. And I got the applauses and the producer said I was incredible. But Magic Johnson followed me and he's the keynote endorser. And he gets on stage, he goes, I love pancakes. And everybody went crazy. And I'm thinking, I spent an hour and a half, right? And I'm sure you feel like this as an actor, right? You have done so much of your trade. And then someone like The Rock just shows up and everyone's like, whoa.
Yes. So I am constantly thinking, what's going to be the next thing? What's going to be the next thing? I kind of want to, you know, I want to be on the next app. I want to be the first person. I want to be creating on the next thing. And then The Rock goes on the next app and everyone follows him and I'm left in the dust once again and I have to build and I have to build and I have to like do all these like new trends and whatnot. But it's all part of the fun. It's all part of the game. It's all like, you know, and I'm very, my fiance and I, we are entrepreneurs. Like we want to do so much. Like I'm so into real estate and so is he. Like we're in real estate, we're in entertainment, we're in like business building, but we're learning as we go. So it's like, we know there's like failures to come with these things, right? And so we're like, well, let's invest some money into this and blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to like an app and I'm trying to like figure out, okay, so wait, what, hold on. There was something like I said, I bounce around a lot.
I like it. You're doing great.
There was something.
We're saying you want to be the first on the app.
Oh yeah. Yes. Okay. So the other day I was like, what could I do on YouTube? And like, what could I be on TikTok? How will I stand out? And then I'm like, okay, maybe I could do a cooking show. I'm like, everyone's doing a cooking show now. And why would someone want to watch me? Not a chef, really bad at cooking, actually. Why would they want to watch me? And I was like, well, maybe it's like the bad chef you want to kind of watch because it's a train wreck, you know? Yeah. And so I was like, that could be my thing. I get an email this morning from like a friend of mine. He goes, so I'm starting a new YouTube series and it's gardening from afar. I'm like, oh. I hope he doesn't listen to this. But I'm like, okay. And it's so weird to me that like everyone has to think of these like little things to do. And I'm like, why am I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. You can cut
me apart. Trying to find you. You know what's interesting about being a little bit older at 52?
Yeah.
Is the coolest part about being older on the platforms is that I can be a later adopter. Not a late adopter, but a later adopter.
Yeah.
So I can I'll be the first of my genre, right? Of the world thought leader, the corporate executive side of stuff. And, you know, because everyone sees like a Gary Vee, I'm way older than that guy. Like, you know, we co-mentor each other. I sit here and you start talking about real estate. My mind goes to, oh, I really want to help them. You know, I've lost so much money in real estate. I know all the dummy tax about real estate. And there's so much that being older allows me to do. It's a huge advantage because I don't have to like, Who Man is a friend of mine on YouTube, you know, and he's the prank guy. I don't have to think of any funny pranks because although I speak to a certain spectrum, anytime I just go on it, it's like, oh yeah, that's that old inspirational guy. Like I'm different.
Yes. That's
a huge advantage. There's a ton of people like you on these platforms. You're like one of a dozen, you know?
I like
the train wreck cook. I think train wreck cooking show, and you do stuff like stir by hand and you put your hand in there and like look at people going like, what's the matter? Isn't that what you put plastic in the toaster oven? And I'm getting these stories because that's what my wife did. She's the world's, you know, worst, unbelievably knowledgeable cook ever. She's like, I smell toxins. I'm like, what? She goes, why can't you put plastic in the toaster oven? You put it in the microwave. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How do we have four children? This is going to be a disaster.
I wish I was better at cooking. Let's just put it that way. I'm learning. Quarantine has made me start to learn and like I find it therapeutic now. So I'm like, I should make a show. Like everything, everything I do, I'm like, that could be a show idea.
You should just have your fiance follow you around the camera. You are the show and you're super talented and funny and cute. And your frequency is perfect. You just have to capture more of what you normally do and amplify it everywhere. Something will stick. I promise you. Take it from a producer and someone that's dealt with a lot of this stuff. And I'll be a huge person to recommend you. I was just on with like Doug Allen, and I'm thinking, what's Doug working on that would be great for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, please. Yeah.
we're thinking about doing the male version of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and putting Doug on there. And you'd be good in there as well because it's a comedy show, right?
Yeah.
Doug amazing. Will be like that sour grape comedian that's getting busted up with his two divorces, and you could be the commenter. It'd be perfect.
Love
my
that.
Mind's thinking. All right, transitioning to the last question, because you're just an extraordinary personality. We are stuck in this COVID pause. What are some of the things that you, mindset wise, being a positive person, which you are, that you would give advice to people in that millennial side of things? Like, what should they be doing to really, you know, accelerate their careers with a ton of, you know, concern and stress and all the things I'm sure that my kids are feeling. I'd love to hear that advice from you, someone sitting there going, we should work on this right now.
Okay. Well, I think for me anyways, I'll just start by saying I am so lucky and I feel so fortunate to have the house that I have and have my fiance that I get to spend time with. And him and I are so lucky to be able to shoot each other. We work from home, so we just get to do that. That's not a normal situation. And so being in isolation or whatever, it's like, we're just really lucky that we have each other. But other than that, I feel like, you know, I learned how to edit my own videos from YouTube. And I feel like there's so much information obviously out there that people, if someone is wanting to get something done, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to learn it. Now is the time to Google everything, read everything, find, you know, take this time to, I mean, you're never going to have this time ever again. You're probably working at, you know, God knows where, and you wish you had more time. Well, now that you have more time, don't take a nap. I mean, if you need it, you need it. But like, do stuff, like do your passion. Try and make your passion more of your, an obtainable goal, you know? I feel like the time we have right now is very valuable and we have to use it wisely. So if you wanna write a song, if you've always wanted to write a song, write a song. If you wanted to learn guitar, get on YouTube and play for 5 minutes every day. I don't know how to play guitar and I started trying to learn and it's really hard and my nails are too long, but like I tried and I've always wanted to do that. So yeah, there's just so much information out there that I think people could start learning more about what they want to, you know, be their goals or whatever.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, that's a great answer. It's funny because I was on an interview this morning on the other side of an interview and I felt guilty saying it, but I don't really feel guilty.
Yeah.
This has probably been the best 10 weeks of my life.
I feel so guilty, but so I'm thriving. I'm like, I literally have time to make videos that I've just wanted to make or sing a song to the camera and post it. Like I'm always like doing brand deals and writing concepts and doing all these things for other people. I've taken this time to like do stuff for me and it's been amazing. Oh, it's been amazing.
it's been amazing. I agree with you. I think amazing is a great place to end this on because you are amazing, Arielle. I really appreciate you coming on and look forward to doing more with you. And you have a free agent here, a pretty good one, that is looking out for opportunities for you because you're an incredible talent and a light in a very dark time for some people that I'm sure they're going to enjoy. I certainly appreciate you coming on the playbook.
I appreciate you. Can I tell you one more quick little note?
Yeah, please.
I watched this little thing on, I think your website or something, and you said, if you wake up and say thank you and go to bed and say thank you, that you'll just like find happiness or, you know, you'll feel happiness through that eventually or maybe right away. That is so freaking true. And I want to like say it again for the people in the back, because I do that every day. I do that every day. And you know what's weird is I don't do it at night, and I'm going to start doing it at night because you said that. I do it in the morning. I wake up and the first thing I think is, oh, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this bed. Thank you for this roof. I legit say thank you. And when I heard you say that, I was like, that is my people. Like, I really like you, and I wanted your people on here to hear that again, because I thought that was so cool. And yeah, I think you're awesome. So thank you so much for having me.
Awesome club. Thank you. I appreciate you. This is Dave Meltzer in Gratitude. This is Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.